first university I ever attended, all the way back, 1994, was called University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth. And when I first got there, it was in the fall. They always talked about, and you know, late August in Massachusetts, it's absolutely beautiful. The summer is winding down, autumn is picking up, the temperature's starting to cool off just a bit. That part, that university, used to be called Southeast Massachusetts University, because it's right, if you know Massachusetts, that little hook comes off Cape Cod, this is like right where Massachusetts meets that hook, like mainland meets that hook. And because of where it is in location to the water, because that's where the water meets, it was very, very gray. And I heard all these rumors about seasonal depression. Like everybody talked about, like, you know, in a couple of months, it's going to get gray, it's going to get gray, it's going to get dark, and it's going to be emotionally hard. And I was just like, what is everybody talking about? And sure enough, it happened. As the winter wound, like, got ramped up, the sun is out much less. Literally, the sun would rise at around like 8 a.m. and it would set at like 3:30 p.m. It was cold, it was dark, it was gray, and there was an increase in mental health challenges and even students attempting to take their life. That was my first introduction to seasonal depression. And now that we're in the winter and we're just around the corner from Christmas, I want to talk to you guys about seasonal depression and what to do about it. So welcome back to the Aha Moments, where every day I share the lessons I learned in my work as a psychotherapist and in my life to inspire you to live your very best life. Of course, I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Seasonal depression is defined by situational depression that is most often triggered by a seasonal change. And the most common seasonal change that triggers seasonal depression is the winter. Quite frankly, because there's less sunlight, there's less time outside. Like when I went to that school in Massachusetts, I can remember the sun not coming out at all through the winter. And then in the spring, it was like this weird, like, oh my God, the sun is out. And everybody went outside and started doing like hacky sack. And like everybody was just outside just doing stuff, like playing frisbee. Everybody was outside doing stuff because it was such a long time since we'd seen the sun. So that's the definition of seasonal depression. We also associate seasonal depression with Christmas season because a lot of people have experienced the loss of a loved one. A lot of people have experienced a change in their lives that was traumatic. And it impacted how you associate Christmas season. It impacted how you experience the Christmas season. And now that we're going into the Christmas season, a lot of people do it with a lot of grief instead of joy. So what do you do about that? And there are a couple of things. The first thing I will say is get out and be active. There really is, like, we need sunlight, we need oxygen, we need air. And when it's cold, when it's wet, when it's damp, when it's dark, it's really easy to just not go outside, just to stay indoors. Like, when I think back to what happened to me in the fall of 1994, part of the issue was when it was cold, wet, dark, and damp, we just didn't go outside. Me and my friends, we stayed inside and we watched movies and played video games. Now, if I can go back and talk to that Elliot and talk to those other students, I would say, go outside. You need oxygen and you need movement. Those two things are very helpful when you're struggling with something like depression. So even though it's cold, even though it's damp, even though it's wet, even though it's dark, go outside and move around. It will make a huge difference for you. The other thing I would say is do as many activities as you can during daylight hours. Like at noon, have your lunch outside, right? I think back to that time and we would eat our lunch in the cafeteria. There was literally nothing stopping me from getting my lunch and going to sit outside. So spend as much time as you can in daylight. Even if the sun is not out, it will still serve you and benefit you really well. And if you're experiencing a little bit of grief, sadness as we go into the holiday season, because you're missing someone who is no longer with us, or you have a difficult memory that you're now associating with the holidays, think of all of the positive experiences and memories you had along the journey. I really have learned to enjoy the holidays because I think back on all of the things that I enjoyed, and the times that I spent, and I had some real challenges in my childhood, but I also had some super positive memories too, and those positive memories can make a massive difference. Thanks for being here. If you wouldn't mind doing me a super huge favor, I would love it if you would share this podcast with at least one person in your life that you think could benefit from hearing this message today. And also, don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. And also follow me on all of the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky. You can search for my name, Elliot Connie, or @ Elliot Speaks. That's my handle across all platforms. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.